فإذا قرأت القرآن فاستعذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، إنه ليس له سلطان على الذين آمنوا وعلى ربهم يتوكلون. So when you recite the Quran, first seek refuge in God from Satan, the one expelled from his mercy. He has no power over those who believe and trust in their Lord. This is the outward recitation. It is apparent to all who attempt to comprehend it. The inward recitation, however, is hidden. The meaning behind the prayer of refuge is that the first step to the acquisition of light is the rejection of darkness. This is the true spirit of Mary and Jesus. Her mother knew this, and so it was the first prayer she made for her baby girl and all successive generations. So, when the tongue outwardly recites the prayer of refuge, the heart inwardly recites the following. My beloved Lord, expel from my heart the one you banished from your mercy, and enter me into the refuge of your beauty. My beloved Lord, Satan refused your command, yet he remains chained by it. I accept your command. Free me through your servitude. My beloved Lord, Satan refused to prostrate to mankind, so you distanced him and all who follow him. I prostrate my entire being to you. Draw me nearer to you than my own self. My beloved Lord, Satan resided with the angels, yet he could not absorb their meaning. I reside among people, but you created my soul in your image. Eclipse my darkness with your light. My beloved Lord, Satan heard your word with hatred, and so was confined by it to hell. I recite your words with love. Do not confine me to the hell of loving other than you. My beloved Lord, Satan's mistake was arrogant insistence upon evil. I humbly admit all my evil in repentance, that your mercy may insist on my redemption. My beloved Lord, I reject the Satan in me and accept the human. By your grace, transform my human weakness into your divine power. My beloved Lord, Satan rejected your angelic messengers, so your speech was stamped with his rejection. I accept all your messengers, human and angel, so stamp my soul with your divine word. My beloved Lord, Satan is a liar, so you exposed him. I will be honest and true. Veil my deficiencies in the cloak of your perfection. My beloved Lord, Satan promised immortality, but delivered immorality. I will live a moral life, seeking the divine meanings that live forever. My beloved Lord, Satan knows your promise is true, yet deceives your creatures about it. I believe your promise is true and will affirm it to all your creation. My beloved Lord, Satan denied your favors, so you revoked the greatest of them all and resigned him to kufr. I acknowledge every atom's mass of your benevolence. Grant me the weightiest of them all, Iman. My beloved Lord, Satan felt independent from you, so you disowned him. I am completely dependent upon you, so embrace me in your care. My beloved Lord, Satan is an avowed enemy to humanity. I am a friend to them all. My beloved Lord, Satan vows to harm your creation. I swear by your divine sovereignty, I will not harm your creatures. My beloved Lord, Satan witnessed your light, yet was completely blinded by his own darkness. Be the light of my eyes. As you have honored me with your divine word, make my recitation a light that expels every darkness. My beloved Lord, Satan challenged you from humanity's first breath. I swear by your name, the Creator, Al-Khaliq. So long as one breath of my life remains, I will challenge him. My beloved Lord, you granted Satan life, but he used it to defy you. You gifted me this life. I devote it to you, now and forever. I swear by the one who breathed life into this body. There is no one worthy of worship but you. I swear by the one who breathed life into this soul, Muhammad is the final messenger. My beloved Lord, Satan hates himself. I am not Satan. I love you. When my heart had completed the recitation of refuge, God commanded me to recite in his name, the most merciful, the most compassionate. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. And so began the recitation of mercy, but it was not a word, but a man, the messenger of God, our master Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Jesus was God's word directed to Mary, the Lady of Light. God says, إنما المسيح عيسى بن مريم رسول الله وكلمته ألقاها إلى مريم وروح منه. The Messiah, Jesus, son of Mary, was a messenger of God, his word directed to Mary, a spirit from him. Jesus was the outward miracle, but Mary was the inward miracle, a soul so pure that only divine love could manifest. The Quran is God's word, which he directed to Muhammad, the man of light. God says, وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ عَلَّمَهُ شَدِيدُ الْقُوَىٰ. He does not speak from his own inclination. The Quran is nothing less than a revelation that is sent to him. It was taught to him by an angel with mighty powers. The Quran is the outward miracle, but Muhammad is the inward miracle, a soul so pure that only divine love can manifest it. This is why, when our beloved Prophet married for the first time, he wed a woman very much like Lady Mary. She was our mother, Khadija, a woman of light to whom the angels would send greetings, radiallahu ta'ala anha. In the chapter that bears her name, the Quran tells us of the words of Mary when the angel Gabriel came to give her glad tidings of a son. She said, I seek refuge in the All-Merciful against you, if you have any fear of him. قالت, إني أعوذ بالرحمن منك إن كنت تقيا. The birth of Jesus is preceded by seeking refuge in God from Satan. The recitation of Quran is preceded by seeking refuge in God from Satan. The law of the Quranic universe is that the acquisition of light must be preceded by the rejection of darkness. Otherwise, it is a satanic lie. The recitation of refuge is the criterion distinguishing the true from the impostors. For God says about Mary, mother of Jesus, وَأُمُّهُ صِدِّيقَةٌ, and his mother was a woman of truth. When the Quran was revealed upon the prophetic heart, was it not in a cave of contemplation in which he had sought refuge in God from the evils of his time? The true reading of the Quran is that in which the recitation of refuge and the recitation of mercy converge, light upon light. God guides to his light whomever he wills. نورٌ على نور يهدي الله لنوره من يشاء. The earthly realm is governed by physical laws. These maintain the balance of forms. The spiritual realm is governed by celestial laws. These maintain the balance of meanings. Just as defying earthly laws has consequences, so does the defiance of spiritual laws. Sufis are the scientists of the celestial realm. Ar-Rahman, علم القرآن خلق الإنسان علمه البيان الشمس والقمر بحسبان والنجم والشجر يسجدان والسماء رفعها ووضع الميزان ألا تطغوا في الميزان. It is the Lord of Mercy who taught the Quran, who created man and taught him speech. The sun and the moon follow their calculated courses, and the stars and trees submit to his command. And he has raised up the sky and set the balance so that you may not exceed in the balance. The form that protects the meaning is the sacred law. Only those who seek immortality on earth grasp at the mirage of meanings without a form, a satanic promise already exposed in pre-earth. In Islam, both men and women veil the form to protect the meaning. That veil is one of the verses of the recitation of refuge. Modesty, haya, after faith itself, is the first door to divine realities. That is why it is the distinguishing trait of Islam, as taught to us by our Master Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. The beginning of the death of divine meanings on earth is the lifting of the veil of modesty. The greatest woman in creation, Lady Mary, was double veiled behind the garb of piety and the walls of Bayt al-Maqdis. In her niche, the divine descended. The light of her seclusion shone in the heavens and earth. When the world begins to wonder about the meaning of womanhood, how dire is our need for the blessed spirit of our beloved Mother Mary, the radiant celestial feminine, a superhuman beauty. She is the female fitra of humanity, our primordial nature, our ancient spirit. When we stray from her orbit, we embrace the devil and destroy the human. All the greatest women in creation are different forms of the same meaning. Asiya, wife of Pharaoh, Khadija and Aisha, wives of Muhammad, and Fatima, his daughter. May God be well pleased with them all. The greatest miracle of the Quran, a phenomenon of unmatched momentous power, a dazzling display of divine beauty, is not its linguistic inimitability, is not its prophecies, is not its unexplained quantum of scientific facts. These are all the miracles of the outward recitation. The greatest miracle of the Quran is its complete manifestation in a human being. This is the miracle that is unveiled to those who have mastered the inward recitation. Anyone can recite the Quran, believer or not. Some find satisfaction in outwardly displaying their recitation, while blocked from its inward dimension. Many can recite it with technical tajweed excellence, with understanding or not. Fewer can recite it with comprehension, with action or not. Fewer still can recite it with adherence, in spirit or not. But there is only one human being in creation who recited it with the full essence, our Master Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Ibn Arabi says, be a Qur'an in yourself. Kun Qur'anan fi nafsik. He is speaking of the inward recitation. Is it possible? How can a human being be a miracle? Jesus was a miracle, wasn't he? Our Lady Mary, wasn't she a miracle? Adam, created from dirt, he was a miracle. Ibrahim, father of the prophets, who conceived a child after 90 years of age, it was a miracle. Weren't all the messengers miracles? For how can a human being communicate with an angel? How can a child be conceived of other than human flesh? The potential for miracles resides in every human soul. It is the ability to become a meaning. This is the true recitation. The Quran does not invite us to recite it from the outside. That is the place of guests. They come and go. The Quran invites you to enter its world. This is the place of family, Ahlul Bayt. The Quran is not an escape from earth, but a divine perspective on it. Earthrise was the most influential photo of the 20th century, for it reflected back to earth its own image through a celestial mirror. Likewise, the rise of humanity can only occur through the Quranic lens, for in it is the image of the perfect human being, the complete convergence of all divine meanings, a reflection of our collective best selves, all in one man. The Messenger of God, our Master Muhammad, is our full human, فطرة, صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم. When people begin chasing fake forms with the deluded hope of finding real meanings, what dire need we have for our Master Muhammad, the one of the most beautiful form, the most complete meaning. عليه أفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم. When I began my journey, Imam al-Ghazali said to me, "He who knows himself knows his Lord." But at the end of the journey, he said to me, "He who knows his Lord knows himself." It isn't rocket science that will save this world, but a prophetic intelligence that redirects us to the proper course of humanity. The spiritual frontier is the realm where no machine has gone. An orbit is elliptical, but two that orbit each other produce the sign of infinity. This is the orbit of divine love. In this realm reside the avatars of the spirit, the greatest Sufi masters, the axes of the spiritual world. They are the people of meanings, the people of the Quran, the people of God. The conundrum that confounds the mind is the manifestation of the infinite in the temple. This is exactly what the Quran is, a manifestation of the divine attribute of speech in the temporal tongue of a human language. The mind is used to arrive at belief, but can't take us much further than that. Belief is a fully rational premise, proved by supra-rational means. In Islam, faith is fully logical, but the message behind every miracle is, when you employ your mind, you will realize that God is greater. Allahu Akbar. The manifestation of the infinite in the temporal is also what misled some to believe in the divinity of Jesus. Yet in the midst of his miraculous infant address, he said, "I am a servant of God. He has granted me the scripture and made me a prophet and made me blessed wherever I may be and commanded me to pray and give alms as long as I live." قال إني عبد الله آتاني الكتاب وجعلني نبيا وجعلني مباركا أينما كنت وأوصاني بالصلاة والزكاة ما دمت حيا. Human beings weren't created to be empty. They were created to be containers of meanings, divine meanings. All previous scriptures were revealed for this purpose. The essence of revelation is guidance that leads humanity to achieve a divinely harmonious convergence of forms and meanings. When people reject revelation, they are rejecting their own nature, their own health, their own happiness, their own soul, their own potential, their own prophet. Much of humanity is inwardly ill, for just as ingesting harmful substances destroys the body, ingesting harmful meanings destroys the soul. That is why the Quran is a cure. Our air is polluted. Our atmosphere is thinning. Our soil is depleted. Our water is running out. The meaning of life is being lost. Our women are being violated. Our girls hate their gender. Our boys want to be the mother they never had. Our wives are married to money. Our mothers are single. The meaning of love is being lost. Our children are being gunned down at school in plain daylight. Millions more are aborted before they even see the light of day. Orphaned in their own homes, many with empty stomachs, more with empty hearts, the meaning of mercy is being lost. Our people are being massacred. Our land is war-stricken. Our wealthy are heedless. Our powerful are cruel. Our sacred places are no longer safe. Our homes are filled with violence. The meaning of trust is being lost. When people begin chasing fake forms with the deluded hope of finding real meanings, what dire need we have for our Master Muhammad. The mind can take us to the moon, but once we witness the light of prophethood, faith must take the reins. The mind is a shuttle, but the heart must be at the helm. We don't need Jesus to die for our sins. We need him to rise up for them. If it takes a mother of meanings to wake up the world to its own suicide, so be it. Who's manning this rocket? A woman. يا أيها الذين آمنوا استجيبوا لله والرسول إذا دعاكم لما يحييكم. O believers, respond to God and his messenger when he calls you to that which gives you life. As we stand on the verge of 2023, let us take a look back at Earth in search of the meanings that made it home. The Quran is the book of meanings. It's up to us to make it take shape. This is Fitra Foundation from Lunar Orbit saying, Allahu Nur as-samawati wal-ard. God is the light of the heavens and the earth. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad, Nur al-Anwar, wa Sirr al-Asrar, wa Taryaq al-Aghyar, wa Miftah Bab al-Yasar, Sayyidina Muhammad al-Mukhtar, wa Alihi al-Athar, wa Ashabihi al-Akhyar, Adada Ni'amillahi wa Iftalihi.